I'm going to start with a different scripture than I gave them. So if you could turn to Numbers 22, verse 2, starting with Numbers 22, verse 2. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done by the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And he sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. I want to stop there, and this is a message I preached about 6 years ago. And the title is You Cannot Curse What God Has Blessed. You cannot curse what God has blessed. Let's bow our heads one more time. Lord, I just ask you right now to give utterance, Lord Jesus, that this word will go forth unhindered. Oh God, that it will meet the need in someone's life, that it will lift up, that it will edify, that it will bless. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Greet someone, shake their hand and say, I'm glad you're here. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. We are on a journey. We are on a journey. None of us yet have made it to heaven. But I hope you've left Egypt behind. Amen. I hope you've crossed the Red Sea. I hope you've left Egypt behind. Now that journey, as we talked about in Sunday school, is a spiritual fight. Maybe you've gone into the wilderness. Maybe it's a desert place. Maybe you're wondering, some of the children of Israel did, wasn't it better in Egypt? But let me tell you right now, no, it wasn't. We always talk about the good old days. But when you really go back to the good old days, they weren't so good, really. People like to just remember the good things and forget about the negative things. Egypt was not the good old days. It was a place of slavery. It was a place of enforced work. It was a place where the children of Israel were in bondage. But God delivered them after 400 odd years and took them out of Egypt and started to bless them and give them an increase. And of course, when you're starting to get blessed, people notice. People start to look up. They start to notice that something is happening over at Rehoboth, and they don't like it. It's just human nature. But I'm telling you, you can't curse what God has blessed. When God has blessed you, there is nothing anyone can do about it. He said to the Philadelphian church, Behold, I've placed before you an open door. When God places an open door before you, all you got to do is walk right in. God has got a blessing for you, and it doesn't matter if they call Balaam. It doesn't matter what they do. God has got a blessing for you. You cannot curse what God has blessed. So the children of Israel started to prosper despite being in a wilderness place. Despite being in the inner city of Milwaukee, Rehoboth has started to prosper. Despite coming out of Egypt, Rehoboth has started to prosper. We are not the high and mighty, the rich and famous, but God has put a blessing upon this church. You know why? Because he said, this is the place that I have made room. So, the Amorites didn't like it. The neighbors sometimes don't like it, I'm sure. I'm sure it was them that called the city about the roof. Because they came and they inspected the place. They said, it's safe, but we need you to fix the roof. And I know somebody did it. You know, it doesn't really matter who it is, because when God is on your side, you are the majority. When God has got your back, you don't have to fear no man, because you cannot curse what God has blessed. And I'm telling you that when you have received God's blessing, when you have received his fullness, it doesn't matter who they get to come on the mountaintop to try and curse you. Balaam said, okay, you know, those people are special people. I really can't go and speak against them because they're the people of God. And so the prince sent some more money and he sent some more people to come and said, well, look, if we pay you this much, can you come and curse Israel for us? Because really they're starting to increase. They're starting to take over the neighborhood. I'm sure we're going to get some opposition. I'm sure people are going to say, you're taking up all the parking spaces. But you cannot curse what God has blessed. Amen. I want you to know that we're in a spiritual warfare, but those that are with us are greater than those that are against us. Amen. If that don't make you say amen, let me hear you say amen. All right now. Balak, the son of Zethor, he was a prince of the Midianite tribe, and he decided, we can't let these people just come through our land. They're taking over. So he got this man who was dealing in the occult, Balaam. And he said, come, I want you to get on this mountain, and I want you to look down on Israel. I want you to curse them. And he said, I can't touch those people. They're God's people. And he kept on inquiring. But finally he came. He said in verse 6, come now, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. I want you to know that God has pronounced a blessing on your life. If you have been baptized in his name, if you have been filled with his spirit, God has put a blessing on your life because you are his. You are his child. No Balaam can come into your situation. No devil can come and start to curse you because you're a child of God. You're a child of the king. And he said that no one can pluck you out of his hand. Let me show you how the blessing works. In Hebrews chapter 7, we find that Abraham was coming back from the battle. And he came across this character called Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 describes it. For this Melchizedek was king of Salem. Let me explain how blessing works. If I have nothing, I can't bless you. You have to have something to bless someone. Do you understand that? You have to have something to bless someone. I can't bless you with money if I have no money. I can bless you with God bless because God has all the power and the money. But I can't actually bless you if I have nothing. That is why we see that when the writer of Hebrews was describing how Abraham received the blessing, he describes the fact that the person blessing him was greater than Abraham. He said the former was blessed by the greater. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. It doesn't matter if someone wants to curse you. You have been blessed by a greater. It doesn't matter if your fellow man wants to curse you out. You have been blessed by a greater. Abraham was blessed by a greater person than himself. And he knew it. This was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The Bible says, without father and mother, without beginning of days nor end of life. This was God. When God blesses you, it doesn't matter which Balaam they get. It doesn't matter which word comes against you. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We're in spiritual warfare. You need to grab hold of that scripture and repeat it out loud. Now, for the blessing to happen, let me tell you another thing. The blessing has to be spoken. It has to be spoken. When the patriarchs of old were blessing their children, they spoke a blessing. They came before them. They said, come, son, it's time for me to go. I'm going to pronounce a blessing on you. And you see in the chapter of Genesis 49 that Jacob pronounced a blessing upon his children. When God has spoken over your life, when God has spoken into your life, there is no Balaam that can contradict him. There is no one who can come and cast out any kind of a stone against you. I've told you this story so many times. When I was 8 years old coming back from church, my mother turned around in the car and she just pointed at me and said, you are blessed and shall be blessed. And I have lived on that word and God has fulfilled it. You know why? Because I believed it. As a little child, I didn't know better to not doubt it. I just said, wow. I'm gonna walk on that word. When God has spoken to you, do not let a Balaam come into your life. Do not let anyone come into your life and tell you different. If you're a child of the king, you are his beloved, you are highly loved, and you are lifted up and put on a rock. The Bible said we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Abraham was blessed by a greater than himself. It doesn't matter who wants to curse you or to despitefully use you. Jesus said that the servant is not greater than his master. And we said in Sunday school, in this life, you are going to have tribulation. You're going to have things come into your life to come against you. There will be Balaams. There will be people who will cast words against your character. There will be people who want to destroy your faith. It may be someone close to you. It doesn't matter who it is, because when God has blessed, no one can take it away. The Bible says that the word will go forth and it will not return void. Amen. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. See, blessing has to be spoken. That's why you need to speak out words of blessing on your children. You need to speak out words of blessing. When you pray for them, you declare blessing upon them. You tell Satan, you can't have my child. You have to speak out words. Speak it out. Declare. You can do that with your job, with your automobile. Lay your hands on your car and say, Satan, you can't have my transport. Amen. There was a time, and I hope she won't mind me using her as an example. Sister Austin had a car, and it was a few years old. But she was so faithful in picking up people from work. But near the end of its life, she was calling me, you know, a few times because it had broken down. And I said, you know, we need to declare something, Sister Deborah. And we laid hands on her car the very last time. I don't know where it was, out somewhere. It was stuck. And I said, God is going to give you a new vehicle, a new chariot. I'm telling you, when you declare, when you speak words of faith, Balaam can't do nothing. You know the story very well, that when it came time, when he got up to curse Israel, the Lord just made nothing but blessing come out of his mouth. When he looked at Israel camped out, all he could see was blessing. All he could see that they were God's people. I'm telling you, when you're God's child, when you're his baby, when you're his favorite, when you're his son, when you're his daughter, no Balaam can curse you. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You don't have to try and fight. You don't have to say a word. All you have to do is believe who your daddy is. Amen? You just have to know who your father is. And I tell you, my father is the one that said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. When you start to get that in your soul, when you let Jesus start to manifest in your spirit, no Balaam's going to come and curse you. They can try. The Bible says they'll come one way and leave how many ways? Amen. Someone knows their Bible. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time for us to fight a spiritual warfare, but not in doubt, not in fear. Yes, there will be Satan coming to try and curse, but he will not be able to do so. Amen. Look at what the blessing goes on to say. In Genesis 12:2, when God speaks to Abraham, he says, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, when God does bless you, it's for a reason. Your blessing is not just for you yourself. Your blessing is so that you can bless. Remember, I said you can't bless with nothing. But once God has blessed you, maybe it's with faith, maybe it's with a ministry, maybe it's with healing ministry. When God has blessed you with a gift, it's not just for you to sit upon it, but it's for you to use it for the edification, for the blessing of others. Amen? Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. You see, God blessed Abraham, but it wasn't just for Abraham. It was so that he could use him. He says, I will make of you a great nation. God had a plan that through his line would eventually come the deliverer, the savior, the one who was going to be the blessing of all blessings. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I just like that. I like when declare some things. You need to declare some things on your children, on your job, on your situation. You have the power. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are able to give. Amen. Now, when Peter and James went up to the temple, the man that was sitting there wanted a blessing. The kind of blessing he wanted, though, was silver and gold. But they didn't have that kind of blessing. But they said, such as we have. And what they had was a lot. I'm telling you, if you have the Holy Spirit, you are a font of blessing. You are able to speak to the air. You are able to speak to your situation. You are able to speak to the Balaams of this world and tell them, you better go home. Because there is more with me than with you. Poor Elijah's servant, when they were surrounded, he was fearful. This whole army came to get them. Just two people, an army sent to get two people. And the prophet said, Lord, open his eyes. Sometimes God needs to open our eyes and we wouldn't be so fearful that God has angels all around us. He has surrounded us with his love. It's time for us to get up and to tell Balaam, you better go home. It doesn't matter what you say. I am blessed and shall be blessed. Amen. Can you say it with me? I am blessed and shall be blessed. Now say it like you mean it. I am blessed and shall be blessed. You declare you have a fighting spirit and you tell Satan, I am blessed and shall be blessed. It doesn't matter if I'm going through financial difficulties right now. I am blessed. I am seated in spiritual places. I am blessed and I shall be blessed. When you start to speak that way, God is going to move. When Balaam finally came to look over Israel, he must have got a shock. The Bible outlines how they were camped. And they were camped in a special way that God told them to camp. God told them that three tribes should camp on the north, three tribes on the east and the west, and three tribes on the south. And in the middle was the tabernacle, God's presence. Remember what I said, how God destroys the works of the devil? It's when he's manifested inside. So now Balaam got up on the mountain to curse Israel. And when he looked down, what he saw, he didn't maybe understand, but we understand it today. What he saw was a cross. Because what they were camped in was the shape of what would eventually be Satan's destruction. Because when you look at what Israel was camped in, it was a cross. When Jesus was crucified, when those curtains were split in two, Satan knew that his days were numbered. Because what God has blessed, no one can curse. I'm telling you, it's time to speak your own blessing. Don't wait for me to come and speak the blessing for you. But you need to lay hands on yourself and say, I'm blessed and shall be blessed. I don't care what devil is sent my way. I don't care what Balaam is speaking about me. I am blessed and shall be blessed because I'm a child of the King. Amen. You cannot curse what God has blessed. See, the heroes of faith in the Bible knew that. They knew how to deal with the devil. They knew how to call upon God's name. They knew when God has got their back. Amen. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be in tribulation. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some things. But that is not the sign of blessing. The sign of blessing is when you come out at the end. The Bible says you shall come out as pure gold. It doesn't matter what you went in as. But if you endure the end, the Bible says you're going to come out as pure gold that have been tried in the fire and refined. Hallelujah. See, Satan tried to kill nearly every single apostle. In fact, tradition says the only one that died a natural death was the apostle John. But it doesn't matter that how you the tribulation you're going to, but it does matter if you're in the first resurrection. Amen. Because it says, blessed are those who have part in the first resurrection. Satan may be able to even do some damage, but that is not what's important. Because in the end, we win. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, no Balaam can curse you. No devil can take away your blessing if God has spoken over your life. Let me just say, I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to go to the main point. We see that through our lives, there will be times when Satan gets Balaam to come and want to put us down, to take us out, to pull the rug from under our legs. This is the time when you have to know where you're camped. You see, when Balaam, as I said, got up and he looked out over Israel, all he could see was a cross. When you actually, if you were to take the numbers that were given, and the Bible is very careful to give the numbers of the tribes, and you were to actually lay it out the way it would have been, what you would have seen lying in the desert would have been a cross. And it is the cross that defeats Satan. It's the cross where we can lay our trust in. It's the cross where we're going to have the power, because when he said, it is finished, that was the end of the curse. That was the end of the curse. I want to go to the scripture I was going to read at the beginning. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ, this is why you should get happy. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. You know why? So that blessing that was spoken to Abraham in Genesis 12:2, The Bible says that that blessing now applies to us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. What did God tell Abraham? He said, in blessing I shall bless thee. Cursed is everyone that speaks against. Isn't that what he told Abraham? What does this scripture say? That the blessing of Abraham shall come right upon us. Now you repeat after me, I'm blessed and shall be blessed. One more time, I'm blessed and shall be blessed. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Who? Through Jesus Christ. Balaam will come into your life. There may be several Balaams, but I'm telling you this. If you are in Christ Jesus, the first blessing that God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, it says, it will come upon you. Amen. David in the Psalms knew how to phrase what God had given him. He said, the last verse of Psalms 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's a blessing. When goodness and mercy is following you, that's a blessing. Don't you know that? When goodness and mercy is following you, that's a blessing. David knew when he had been blessed, when he had been anointed and chosen. It didn't matter that Saul was trying to kill him. It didn't matter that times he had to flee to a cave. Eventually, the blessing came out. Eventually, he was crowned king of Israel and Judah. Because he knew that surely, he didn't doubt, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You have to speak to yourself when you leave this service. Tomorrow, when you get up, just lay hands on yourself and say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and shall be blessed. We need to tell Balaams of this world, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. You may bruise my heel, but he's going to stomp your head. You may be able to wound me a little bit. You may be able to wound me a little bit. You might make me shed some tears. But Micah says in chapter 4, there was opened a book of remembrance. The tears that the Balaams of this world make you shed, don't worry about it. God's got it down in a book. He's writing it all down. The Bible says, and there came a day when God opened that book. You know, in Revelation, it says the books, plural. One of those books is God's book where he's remembered all the times you've had to suffer. There is coming a day of judgment. There is coming a day where Balaam got his comeuppance, as they say in English. I'm telling you that you need to start to tell the Balaams of this world, I'm blessed and shall be blessed. Because I have the blessing of Abraham. That God promised that through you, all the nations will be blessed. God wants to tell us today that through us, Milwaukee can be blessed. When you take that gift, when you receive that blessing, when you let God use you, you can bless someone else. You can tell them a word. Now, you may not have money, but if you've got the Holy Spirit, you got something greater than silver and gold. You can speak a word of encouragement. You can encourage someone. You can go and pray for someone. You can tell them that you have the blessing of Abraham, because that's what the Bible says. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. See, before that, Balaam's curse that was powered by Satan applied to us. But when Jesus came and he took that curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. And the reason is so that the blessing of Abraham. God's blessing to Abraham was unconditional. Was unconditional. I'm going to bless you and make you great. Not only that, he changed his name. And I tell you something else. With a change of name, usually comes a change of nature. With a change of name, should be a change of nature. You are a new creature in Christ. The old things, all things are passed away. Everything is new. I want you to stand today. And I want you tomorrow when you wake up, you just lay hands on yourself and you declare, I'm blessed and shall be blessed. You can pretend my mother told you. I'm blessed and shall be blessed. You walk with your head held up high, and you tell the devil, this is not your day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It may be Monday morning. You may have a lot of stuff you have to do, but you tell the devil it's not his day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.